We're talking about a president who understands what it feels like to sit around your kitchen table and have to make difficult decisions. We get that. He gets that. This is why he's trying to build an economy from the bottom up, middle out.
Depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here. There might not be a White House Correspondents' Dinner or a free press. While our democracy wouldn't exactly fall apart immediately without it, the real threat looms larger. A candidate with outward disdain, not just for a free press, but for all of our freedoms and for the rule of law itself.
This is anarchy. This is absolute unrest, and it's absolutely unacceptable. You have a group of overly emotional and underly informed individuals that are picking and choosing what laws they will abide by in the name of social protest, and it's absolutely ludicrous.
Are you ready?
News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Some of the sound from the last 24 hours. And we are focused right out of the beginning of this program on the hurt that is being felt right here in Charlotte. And I want to welcome to the program somebody who is right there trying to find solutions to make our community safer. Dante Anderson is the representative for City Council District 1 and the Mayor Pro Tem, and I'm happy to have you on the program today. It is good to be with you. I want to ask you right out of the box here, how is the community doing? How are you doing? And what are your thoughts as of about 24 hours removed from what happened yesterday?
Well, thank you for having me and focusing on this tremendous issue that is impacting not only District 1, but the entire city of Charlotte, and honestly, the entire country. We had the entire eyes of the country on us yesterday, in both support and also in sorrow and remorse. But, you know, the last 24 hours have been a difficult time. It's been hard. I found out about the incident around 2 p.m. yesterday as it was occurring, the very early stages, and just what unraveled over the hours to follow was just almost unbelievable, right? And the community is in a place where it's hurting. You know, we have some members that are in disbelief because, you know, this happened during the middle of the day when many are at work and they're not watching television, they're not listening to the radio, and so they found out about the incident later on in the evening, and so they're just coming out processing it late last night and this morning. But the community is in the position where they're feeling it, they're hurting, they're in a state of disbelief, but also coming together, you know, and wanting to unite as one Charlotte, stronger in community.
So when you look at this terrible attack, this terrible violation of a community and, of course, of members of law enforcement who were trying to do their jobs, what is the pathway forward to try to address safety issues, but also at the same time to make sure that people are going to be much more confident in the response of government at all the different levels, right? Because we've had federal attention, we've had state attention, and we've obviously had local attention. So how do these things come together to ensure these safer places, especially, you know, considering you know, there may be kids that are latchkey kids that are at home. They're hearing gunfire. I mean, you know, God forbid they open the door and look outside. I mean, it's a really frightening reality here, Dante.
You know, it is a sobering environment that we live in. You know, not only here in Charlotte, but really there's a state just across the nation of you know, gun violence, juvenile violence, youth with guns, and largely a lack of respect for the humanity, right, and human life. And so what I will say here in the city of Charlotte, we're clearly focused on the officers, our brave heroes who survived the incident yesterday, and wanting to circle around them, comfort them, protect them, and also of the office, the families of the officers that perished during this senseless event. But, you know, for the safety issue, I think, you know, there are a couple of things. One is the city of Charlotte, we have already been working on, you know, our investing in public safety. Mm-hmm. That's one of our priorities as a council. And I think you'll find that across the other two municipal bodies here mm-hmm. in Charlotte that, you know, safety is paramount. We need our citizens not only to feel like they're safe, mm-hmm. But to actually be safe, right? Mm-hmm. And I honestly believe that the way in which the event was handled yesterday, which was, you know, spearheaded not by a violent act that just occurred in the community, but a warrant that was being served by a team, a task force team, sure. you know, led by the U.S. Marshals, mm-hmm. right? So it wasn't a particular violent occurrence that just occurred. It was a reaction to someone being served a warrant and their reaction to that. But the way in which all of our first responders came together mm-hmm. to ensure the safety of the community yesterday was truly amazing. The way that the event was handled, closing off streets and roads mm-hmm. and highways to ensure that we get the gunshot victims, all the victims, over to our healthcare corridor over here in Dilworth, which is also a part of District 1. Mm-hmm. You know, the lockdown of the schools, there were three schools in the area adjacent to where the incident occurred that were locked down just out of an abundance of caution. There was no violence there, but just out of an abundance of caution, trying to ensure that, you know, our children are safe and taken care of. And so I truly believe the way that it was handled mm-hmm. By CMPD, Charlotte Fire, you know, the U.S. Marshals, all the rest of the entities that came together yesterday, I think demonstrates how safety is a focal point of the community.
Mayor Pro Tem Dante Anderson, can I hold you over for just one more segment, if we could, and dive a little bit deeper into this?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're joining us here today. I am Brett Winterble. That is the Mayor Pro Tem, Dante Anderson. I'm Brett Winterble. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. And welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Dante Anderson, Mayor Pro Tem of the city of Charlotte, and also representing District 1. And it's great to continue this conversation with you. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, moving forward, are there going to be like any town halls or community meetups and things like that so that folks can spend time together and also obviously try to process this particular day that happened yesterday and the challenges moving into the future? What about that sort of an approach, Mayor?
Yes, I think you'll see that there will be a litany of opportunities for community members to come and fellowship, congregate, express their grief and you know, and heal together mm-hmm. Over the next several days. This evening, there is a prayer vigil at Little Rock AME Zion Church at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. Where the community, all community members, will come together to do that very thing. On Thursday, there will be a similar event where faith-based leaders and community leaders will be coming together at the Weeping Willow Church, which is very, very much close to Shannon Park and has a strong membership base out of Shannon Park where the incident occurred. And that will be at 6 p.m. on Thursday. And, you know, of course, the CMPD and the council and other entities will put together opportunities to celebrate the courage and the heroism of these officers, all eight of these officers, but also come together in community and really underscore that, right? When we think about Charlotte, when we think about the Queen City, we want every Charlottean to lead with, we have more in common than we have apart, and we are stronger in community. We are stronger in fellowship and in realizing the common characteristics that we have and what we want as the ultimate outcome, that to live in a wonderful city. And so, yes, there are a couple that are already on the calendar today and on Thursday, and then there will be more to come for sure.
You know, it's funny. I'll just take people behind the curtain here for a second. I sent an email to you late last night. You responded in the overnight hours, and we have something in common. You attended MIT in Boston. I went to Emerson College in Boston. And I know you've got a great heart for creative, for doing creative stuff, and so do I. And you know, anything we can do to help spread the word, anything we can do to you know, continue to build bridges, consider this an open invitation to come on anytime you want, talk about the issues of the day, what have you, because this is what is so special about this station, but also about the community, because when something like this happens, and God forbid this ever happens again, we want to work together, and we want to interact with each other and all of that. So, Mayor, it's a pleasure
Absolutely.
To meet you.
And I love that we're both, Boston College kids, right? Boston's a great city to go to school in. There's so many colleges and universities there. It's just an incredible environment.
Yeah.
And I greatly appreciate you extending that offer, because I do believe that's where we get the best of Charlotte, is when we come together and work together and ensure that we all want to live in a great city. We all want to live in a safe city. We want to live in a thriving city, and collectively we can make that happen. So I will absolutely share information with you as I learn it about events that are going on, and I will reach out when there's other moments that I can come on and share information with your listenership.
Fantastic. If folks want to reach out, follow you, on any of the socials, where's the best way to connect with you if they want to help out, have questions, what have you?
Absolutely. I am on all of the social medias, but primarily active on IG and on X as Dante Anderson. And I'm also on Facebook as well, but not nearly as active.
Sure.
But on those are the two main social media outlets that I'm pretty active on, IG and X as Dante Anderson.
Phenomenal. Our best to your constituents. Our best to you. We know you got a lot that you're going to be moving with and going on forward here. But we do thank you for coming by on the program. And again, I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
You as well. Absolutely. That's Dante Anderson. A real pleasure to catch up with Herb. Because this is where we do build these bridges. And this is how this all does come together. Because, politics are politics and fun is fun. But when it's people hurting and being traumatized, I think we've all got a vested interest in making sure that that people feel safe. Coming up later in the program, I'm going to have Dan Bishop, the congressman and, of course, the candidate for the attorney general's job. He's going to be joining us at 4:05. Beth Troutman will join us at 5:05. And then at 5:50 today, I've got Spencer Kimball from Emerson College Polling. He's going to talk about this new poll that they just dropped early this morning, looking at how the race is unfolding. And a lot of numbers in there, very interesting numbers, and we certainly want to unpack that with him. And absolutely, listen up, folks. We want you to join us to talk about what happened yesterday and the pathway forward, how you're feeling, what you're thinking. And we have got to keep front of mind the loss of these brave heroes who gave everything to their last measure to try to save lives.